Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, talking about herbs, this one, herbs.
I'll probably say it both ways.
I watch too much British content. I think the H comes a little more pronounced than it should, unfortunately. But excited to hear what you have to say.
Yes, I just want to talk kind of all things herbs. I think they're the very most perfect thing to grow if you're someone who doesn't want to have a big garden, doesn't have a big yard, maybe just want some potted plants inside, or maybe you're just someone who likes to cook a lot and you're tired of buying dried spices, want to change up your cooking. So wherever you are in that journey, whether it's gardening or culinary, I think everyone should grow some herbs. They're pretty easy, and so we're going to talk about that. So what makes an herb an herb? And I actually had to look it up because I was trying to think about, why do they call them herbs? What are, what aren't? But it's defined as a seed-producing annual, biennial, or perennial that does not develop persistent woody tissue but dies at the end of the growing season, or as a plant or plant part valued for its medicinal, savory, or aromatic qualities. So typically when we hear herbs, we're going to talk about planting herbs here in Kansas. We're going to probably think of those culinary plants like basil, parsley, thyme, rosemary, mint, oregano, a ton of other ones. Those ones all grow pretty well here in Kansas. Although I do think I'm a pretty good cook, I'm not going to tell you how to use your herbs. If you have questions on that, definitely contact Chelsea down in Garnett. She's our food safety agent. But I'm going to dive into how we can plant them. And they're really great. You can grow them in small containers. You can take them outside in the spring, bring them in the winter, and have fresh herbs all season long. If you're planting them from seed, if you have the setup and the ability to do that, that's awesome. But be mindful that they do take a pretty long time to germinate. I think thyme will take at least up to 2 weeks to germinate. So just start those seeds now if you want to do that. Or if you already have them started, that's great. If you don't have the equipment to start from seed, definitely just go to I know I saw them just outside of Tractor Supply on my way over here. They're at Walmart. They're at any grocery store, nursery. And you can find just small, fresh plants to start. And they're usually a really, really reasonable price, so it's a great thing to buy for your first gardening chore. No matter how big your herb plant is to start, you're going to probably want to take it out of that little package it comes in. Sometimes they come in trays, sometimes they come in containers. But I would probably buy a 4 to 5 inch pot just to give it some room to grow. It's also going to let those roots expand out, so your plant's going to get bigger and bulkier. You're going to have more leaves for the entire season. So keep that in mind when you're picking your plant. It's going to be small, so it's hard to think about what size pot. I'd do 4 to 5 inches to start, and then get a peat-based soilless mix, and you're going to make sure that pot has drainage, and that's all you really need to get started. So definitely get that plant in, that soilless mix, and then once your plant's in the right pot, again with drainage, the next thing to do is just to make sure it doesn't die. And with all plants, that really just means light, water, and a healthy environment. It's still a little too cold outside right now, or definitely overnight. I think our overnight temperatures are almost averaging above the 40s, 45. So you'll probably want to keep your herbs inside for a little while. Ensure that those pots aren't on any vents or too close to any radiators. And then as long as your house is set at anywhere between 65 and 75, so really can hit every single marker there. If you're a cold house person or warm house person, you can definitely keep herbs inside all season long. I do recommend taking them outside when those overnight temperatures are consistently over 55 degrees. It's going to have better air circulation. They're going to get better quality light just from the sun and higher quantities of that. And right now, if you don't want to have them out all the time, you can bring them out on warm days that are just over 50 degrees. Again, gives them that circulation, gives them that light quality and quantity. Eventually, it can take a little while, but with proper pruning, you're going to have pretty large, healthy plants, and you can start using them in your recipes soon. With pruning, I do recommend, really my only piece of advice is just to make sure you're cutting them before the herbs flower, or else it's going to put a lot more energy into reproduction than it is into leaf development. And the leaves are the part you usually want for the herbs. So that's herb planting. Before I go, I do want to let you know that Rod Schaub, who's our fabulous livestock agent over in Osage County, is holding a backyard poultry meeting next Wednesday, April 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be at the Overbrook Library, which is 317 Maple. And he's having Dr. Scott Beyer, who is our K-State Extension poultry specialist, there to speak to you all. He's going to talk about so many topics: the avian flu, molting a flock, management and housing, increasing egg production, and then which breeds are best for production, as well as vaccination and healthcare. So you can really get all the information you need Over All Things Backyard Poultry. Again, that's Wednesday, April 9th from 7 to 9 in the evening at the Overbrook Public Library. And I hope we can see you all there.
Sounds like a good time for sure. Make sure to get those things signed up. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.